2, 4, 6, 8, vertical.
This last year, Bob and Pop's Bank was the scene of raucous demonstrations as militant customers demanded that this small community institution get with the times and merge with mega banks, a global financial corporation. But the founder and president of the bank, Pop's, resisted the pressure at first.
But then I noticed how these longtime customers of mine cheered up when they talked about merging with a global corporation and how they had come to resent the hometown personal service I'd been giving them. And it got me thinking about our business and what we're supposed to be doing.
In the weeks that followed, Bob and Pop modernized their operation, renamed the bank Bob Paco, and began looking for other banks to acquire. And now, with the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act, the financial services industry will shift even more profoundly. The reinvigorated leadership at Bob Paco is enthusiastic about taking advantage of the changes.
When we were Mom and Pop's bank, we were just trying to be the bank. That had to change. We want to be your money manager, insurance agent, HMO, personal trainer, home decorator, landscaper, eyeglass specialist, barber, beer advisor, lawn coach. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on.
But not everyone agrees. Just as some customers have pushed Bob Paco to be more adventurous, others have become skittish at the prospect of their local bank in a deregulated financial services sector. On Tuesday afternoon, just before Christmas, a group of depositors showed up at Bob Paco to demand their sizable deposits be handed over in cash.
I need my savings right now. I put them in here, and I want them back.
What happened next was as heartwarming and uplifting as anything this reporter has ever witnessed. Pops climbed up on a chair and spoke to the unruly depositor.
Calm down just a minute.
We want our money.
Yes.
That's right.
Right now.
I need
my money.
Come on.
Well, I'm like a little rabbit.
Well, you should know better than that. Your money's not here.
No.
Calm down, everyone. Your money is out there. It's working.
It's working?
What's it doing, Pops?
It's doing more than it ever could before, Hank. It's in Alfie's remodeled front porch and the new water heater for Terry's place. It's in the big insurance payoff that Lucille is getting for her poor dead husband. My sympathies, Lucille. How the bolt worked its way out of that railing, we'll never know. Where's the money? We loaned some of it to Johnny to set up the website where you can talk to real cowboy girls live. It's in that crazy derivative stock scheme that Lou has just gotten into. I still don't understand that. Lou, how's it going?
Well, I still got my shirt.
Well, keep it on. Keep it on.
Hey, Pops, where's my money?
Well, we're using it to prop up Mary's day trading. She'll be a millionaire as soon as she can figure out how to stop buying and sell it all at just the right time. Isn't that so, Mary?
That's right, Pops.
Don't you see? Your money is busy doing 100 million different things all over the world. It's lobbying in Washington, financing the re-election of friendly members of the banking committees, and paying off foreign potentates. It's in price-fixing schemes for pork bellies and wheat futures. The Russian mafia is using it to produce bootleg vodka. It's going to Swiss banks to get laundered. It's buying arms for insurgents in Afghanistan. It's way out there, away from this one-horse town, and it's taking wild chances you'd never take yourself.
But we're losing thousands every day, Pop.
Now, don't be so gloomy. If we hit the jackpot on just one, then everybody gets paid. Isn't it wonderful to be alive right now? To be alive and fully invested in a global world.
Of course, we all recognize that Pops was taking a page from George Bailey's book in the movie It's a Wonderful Life. But that is a fantasy. In the new global financial environment, George Bailey wouldn't even be at his local bank. He'd be in New York, or Tokyo, or Brussels. They'd have to call him or email one of his minions to complain. The only people at the local office would be clueless tellers and security guards with guns. But fantasies can be useful. They tell us about ourselves, our fears, our hopes. They can give us an image of the sort of world we'd like to create, or provide a shimmering picture of a world we wish we still had, although it may be one that never was. Which is which? And where? And when? Time will tell.